Hi, and welcome back to a new How Did You Make It? This is The Recap. And today I will share with you 5-6 takeaways from last week's episode with Laurence. First, Laurence will continuously invite you to try things. Why? Think about it 2 seconds. Don't you feel like you will always regret the things that you don't do more than the things that you tried? And he does admit that it can be scary, that sometimes it's incredibly scary, but at least you will just move forward with no regrets. The second takeaway, which I think is incredibly important, is to find what learning style works for you. Laurence was explaining us that he did a better job at digesting everything from the classes and the courses by himself. On his own. So do put the extra effort if you need to watch a YouTube video to practicing again and again. I think it's all about trying to understand how are you able to truly grasp, understand, manage that class, and how should you move forward with any other class. And a great reminder as well within that is attending a class is not enough. The third takeaway is on hard skills, learning them as early as you can. If you don't know what hard skills are, do make research. Because from that episode, we do learn that when you learn those skills, you're just giving yourself more freedom to change your path. Because other skills, which he refers to, can be learned on the job. And for the fourth takeaway here, I will quote Laurence. Your degree is only half of the story. What does he mean by that? Your part-time job, your side projects, your volunteering, when you join student association, everything is helping you building further skills, knowledge, and everything that will help you choose the path that is made for you. And the fifth takeaway comes from the title of the episode. Confidence comes from doing. You should not wait for the confidence to come by. You have to start, and then gradually you'll be able to build that confidence. So every day when you show up, when you learn, when you fail, when you try again, you're building your confidence. You're learning. And the last one, which I think is kind of a takeaway, but at the same time a reflection I will invite you to have, is that your passion does not need to be your profession. What does it mean? Let's say you are absolutely obsessed with a class. You don't have to create a whole path around that class. You can keep your passions, love them, cherish them, and still choose a different professional path that leverages your strength, the learnings, and also adapted to our ever-changing realities. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to see you next week.